This afternoon, we'd like to invite Brother Paul Chan from Cerritos Church to testify. Our faith and our life cannot be separated. So if we truly live in Christ, we will experience much in our daily life. So we pray that the Lord will give him eloquence, and whatever he say will edify us as well as glorify God's name. Let's pray together.
到4:15，好，以前结束。
We'll conclude before 4:15.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，奉耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
有一个长老曾经写一本书。
There was an elder who once wrote this book,
就是写的我亲眼看见神。
Which is entitled, I've seen God with my eyes.
相信在我们生活当中啊, 如果详细去体会, 也会看到神。
If we were to think carefully, then you will also experience God.
我小弟今天想要见证有四点啊。
I'd like to testify about 4 points today.
第一点就是小弟的父亲啊, 他在过世的时候, 让我感受到说, 人的一生当中什么是最重要的。
First is that when my father passed away, it recalls to me what is the most important part of our life.
第二个就是让我感受到过去在早期的时候, 我是如何得到恩典。
Second is, in the early days of my faith, how I received the grace of God.
一个人即使他在从小啊, 在教会长大, 或是他甚至他的父母亲啊, 是一个教会里面的很重要的工人啊, 但是信仰是必须自己建立。
Even if a person is an offspring of important workers of God, he still needs to establish his own faith.
第三个就是说, 从小我所看到的, 神的神迹啊。
And the other is the early work of God's miracles.
最后一个就是说, 如果有时间的话, 好, 小弟是如何到总会来工作。
And if time permits, I would like to testify how I came to work for GA.
2010年的, 9月, 我的父亲, 我爸爸, 我刚买机票, 让他回台湾。
September 2010, I purchased an air ticket for my father, my parents to return to
Taiwan. 他打算在10月的28号回来。
He was hoping to return October 28th.
结果一直到了10月的2号，将近10月23号、24号， 那个时候星期六。
So by around 10, October 23rd, 24th is a Saturday.
我只知道说在他要回来的前一个礼拜六，他去领会的时候。
All I know is that one week before he returns, while he was leading a service in church.
信徒跟他讲，他领会下，信徒跟他讲，就是那个Alan Yu的那个爸爸，就跟他讲说你的脸，就是那个脸色很不好。And
after he finished his sermon, Brother Alan Yu's father told him that you don't look very well.
所以就载他回家。And
then drove him home.
跟他说你要去检查，要不然你要怎么坐飞机呀？
And said that you should go for a checkup, otherwise you can take an airplane.
礼拜六再回家之后，礼拜一他们就到医院去检查，他就到医院去检查。
So after they came back from church service, they went to a hospital for a checkup.
这些事情我完全都不知道。
All these things I did not know.
后来我才知，我后来跟我讲，我才知道，我回去之后才知道。
I was informed of all these details after I went back to Taiwan.
他们都一直没有让我知道。
They hid all these details from me.
他们一去检查之后，45分钟之后，医生就告诉他说：“哦，这个应该就是血癌啊。”
So 45 minutes after the checkup, the doctor announced to him that you have leukemia.
我的爸爸笑笑跟他说：“我可不可以先回美国跟我的家人聚一聚再回来啊？”
And so my father smiled and said, "Can I go back to the United States to meet with my family?"
医生跟他说：“你这次飞回去可能不会再回来。”
And the doctor told him that once you fly back, you probably will never return.
可是家人都没有让我知道。
But my family never informed me this.
一直直到我在 NCC 的时候，也就是十月，已经十月中了，过了然后两个礼拜后。
So it was 2 weeks after NCC, which is about mid November.
结果呢，突然间我妈妈就讲了一句话，就说：“哈，我看你要回来了。”
And suddenly, my mom called me out of the blue and said, "I should go back home."
我跟她说：“哈，这个 NCC 以及 NITS 是我工作里面最重要的。”
And I told her that NCC and NYTS are two of the most important work.
我不晓得怎么样离开啊。
I don't know how I can separate myself from
my work. 最后，他突然间冒出一句话说：“你一定要回来，因为你爸爸已经病危了。”
So she finally said, "You have to return because your father is about to pass away."
我吓了一跳啊！原来我爸已经有一段时间住院。他们都没有让我知道。
I was startled because my father has been hospitalized for some time. They did not inform me.
我坐飞机的时候，我心里面很难过啊，在想啊，是不是嘴巴插的管子，这个有什么胃什么插的一大堆管子啊
？And I with a very heavy and sad heart, I was on my airplane.
那也很感谢神啊，结果在这个要回去的前一两天呐、啊，有个姐妹就告诉我说：“哈，你知道买机票很贵哦，我有mileage先给你啊。”
So a couple of days prior to the flight, there was a sister who said, buying ticket last minute is very expensive. I have mileage that I can redeem for you.
你怎么想也没有想到说怎么会那个时候会有这种事情发生呢、啊？神好像都帮我预备好了。
And you never expected this kind of thing to happen. It seems like God already prearranged.
我回到了台湾的时候，我爸爸就这样睡觉睡大半，突然醒来说：“谁叫你回来？”
And so when I went back to Taiwan, all of a sudden my father woke up and said, "Oh, who asked you to come back?"
我转过来看我妈说，她没事，好好的啊，你叫我回来干嘛？
So then I turned back to see my mom and said, "He's fine. Why did you ask me to call back?"
那我妈妈才把一张绿色的那个纸哈，她天蓝色纸指给我看，是医生写的，是病危通知啊。我就吓说是今天晚上最后一天呐。
And my mother pointed to a green slip of paper saying that this is the last day of your father, according to the hospital.
我看一看不像嘞。
I looked at him and didn't feel like it.
又说有笑，一下子又跑去洗手间。
He's smiling, he's talking, going to the restroom. It seems like it's normal. 啊，
我们跑去买那个鸭肉饼回来吃，他也看一看，好像也蛮好吃的，不太像是要走的感觉啊。
We purchased some snacks and he was enjoying them. It didn't seem like he was a person about to decease.
后来呢，一直到我在那边两个礼拜后，他第十天呐，哈，不到两个，第十天的礼拜四。
So 10 days after I returned, it was on a Thursday.
然后呢，那天早上他突然就是，也不是突然，就是说那天早上就跟我讲说，现在八点是不是该买个东西给我吃啊
？So on that morning, he said it's already 8 o'clock. Can you buy something for me to eat?
我买的苹果面包跟那个草莓牛奶给他喝了一口，吃了一口之后，他说我累了，我要睡觉了。
So after he had a bite of the bread and milk,